Hello and welcome to episode 44 of the Noisecast, the show about technology, gadgets, industry gossip, and more. On tonight's roster, we have Gonzo Ride.
Here as always.
Eric OC Entertainment.
Present.
Ron Taraj.
We are so bad at this.
And Kevlar.
I'm a jerk.
Thank you to everybody who is listening live in the Ustream through our technical difficulties and sticking around with us. Staying up late if you're living on the other side of the pond. So let's dive right in before more technical difficulties. Apparently that was funny.
More only technical because... difficulties.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right. I'm just gonna talk about the topics real quick, and then I'm gonna let you guys talk. That sound good?
Sure.
That sounds good.
It sounds okay. Kind of Skippy.
Shut up. I'm doing it anyway.
I like Skippy.
I'm a Peter Pan kind of guy myself.
I'm a penis kind of guy.
Say that.
I love Peter. He takes me to Never Never Land.
I never have to grow up.
Okay, Google has made the headlines this week a lot, according to our topic list. First and foremost, it bought Zagat? Zagat?
I don't think anyone Zagat. Knows how to pronounce that word.
I think it's Zagat, right?
I think it's Zagat.
I think it's Zagat.
I'm going to say Zagat because Zagat sounds too French.
I'm going to say Zagat because I'm redneck.
I think it is Zagat because I heard it in a Wendy's commercial once.
What? And that's why it's Zagat.
All right.
Yeah.
So Google ended up buying Zagat, which is a sort of a... It's like the Yelp, but it's the Yelp that's been around since the 70s. It actually was around and printed books and stuff like that, so you'd buy this thing.
I didn't know that.
Well, they only have it in book form in Greece, so... It's not online yet over there.
Well, there's no online over there.
It hasn't been invented yet.
They've just moved on to, like, regular printing paper from, you know, tablets.
Dude, my computer in Greece still has cathode ray tubes in them.
I heard the 1970 edition of Zagat just came out in Greece.
Dude... We still love our Babaloo and the Tropicana.
Hey guys, we go to Studio 54. It's great.
Get in my anyway. Diablo.
Ride on my three-wheeled scooter.
Say what you want. That three-wheeled scooter thing looked fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm jealous of that. And I'm pretty sure it was held together with like baling wire and duct tape.
Well, we were welding it back together because the game broke when we went through a pothole.
what broke? The 2x4 or what?
No, the actual metal frame because it was rusted up a bit.
What kind of metal?
It's just an old bicycle.
You're not allowed to make fun of rednecks ever again.
You have no idea how fun this thing is. It went from 50 cc's to 125, the engine. The thing flies. But it doesn't turn that well.
It's a three-wheeler.
Anyway,
so what I'm hearing from you, Steven, is this story about Zagat isn't actually interesting.
Pretty much interesting, because this is were rumors that Google was going to buy Yelp, or they were making a vie for Yelp, and now that Google has bought this rating system, which they're going to incorporate into their reviews, it's the first sort of big, I guess, competition Yelp has in the online space.
Yeah, yes, pretty
so.
Much.
Is that all we have to say about this?
No, I mean, yeah, I think it's a good thing because... Places,
so, I guess, I just see it as they have more reviews now, so...
And I think they'll have better reviews.
Yeah, probably.
The reviews will be...
I think it's good for them.
The reviews will be much more reviewier.
Because, or honestly, review-ish. I don't really like Yelp that much.
Well, I think the best... I think anymore, the best review system is the one that has the best mobile app.
Yeah, that's totally true.
Indeed. Although the Yelp mobile app is pretty good. At least on iOS it is.
I haven't used the mobile app. I just know their mobile website sucks ass.
Well, the mobile app is augmented reality feature where, like, you could hold up the phone and it pulls out the camera and it shows you restaurants based on where you're pointing the camera and then what kind of reviews they get and stuff.
The only time I ever find that useful is when I'm in a place where I don't want to be seen doing that.
Yeah, I've used it. The extent of me using it was, like, at my house, I went outside and just kind of did a circle and saw what was, like, kind of around me in the area. And that was it. And I think that's the only time I ever did it. But as a technology toy, it's a cool feature. But for practicality, I've never actually used it.
I think it'd be better used in an area like downtown L.A. If you're walking down, like, in Little Japan or something when there's, like, 30 noodle restaurants.
Well, I do agree, but then at the same time, when I used it, it showed me restaurants within like a 10-mile radius. So I'd point the camera, let's say I point the camera north, and it showed me every restaurant in that direction for a 10-mile radius. So if you're in the middle of New York City, I imagine your screen's going to be pretty much overloaded with restaurants within a 10-mile radius.
Well, I mean...
Well, doesn't it limit it like based on like the first 30 results or something is all that it shows?
Maybe, I don't know. It doesn't give you an option to change it, but it might do it automatically.
Well, see, the thing is, when you're talking about at home and it shows you something 10 miles away, that's when you don't need that feature because you're not going to walk in a straight line to get there. If you're in a city, you might walk in a straight line down the street to get something, but I don't want to pull out my phone on a big city street and advertise, hey, I'm a tourist.
Well, it makes sense if you are a tourist or you're walking down from... Like, you've walked from your office, or you're walking home from work, and you're like, I wonder what's on the way home. And so you just, it's a lot easier to, you know, point it towards where you know your house is, your apartment is, than it is to, like, enter the address or the route and say near route.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter if you eat right away or if you find something right next to your apartment. It's on the way home is what you're looking for. And that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I think that's... Exactly, only for large cities where there's not a lot of vehicular, you know, driving or vehicular movement as much as it is pedestrian.
Yeah.
So Zagat, huh?
Zagat.
About the Zagat, yeah.
So, all right. Yeah, that's it.
Just waiting on Steven now.
That's the noise cast right there. You ask about Zagat, we talk about Yelp.
All right, well, let's shift gears from Zagat to HTC, which also involves Google.
So HTC sues Apple.
No, HTC was given patents by Apple. Wait, what?
Google. HTC was given patents from Google to use to sue Apple.
I don't think
were they just given or were they not sold?
No, I think they were sold. I'm pretty sure they were sold. Weren't they?
I think they were given because Google had bought those patents from Motorola, Palm, and I believe some other companies as well last year. They actually spent money on those patents, and I think they're letting HTC use those patents in its defense.
Is that like a thing? You can just do that? Like, oh, you're suing that guy? Yeah, here, let me hook you up with this patent. That'll help you out.
That's why I think they were sold, because I didn't...
Yeah, the article says HTC, Asia's second biggest smartphone maker, is using 9 patents bought from Google last week to pursue new infringement claims against Apple.
I'm pretty sure Google cut them a really damn good deal on it. Pretty much, it's dangerous to go alone and take these.
Is there any reason, though, Google isn't suing anybody?
I think
Google
has been
criticized for that a lot.
I think they
just sort of
keep throwing manufacturers in there. Is there just a reason, like, you can't sue someone for a patent they're not actually producing anything with, or what the? Because Google doesn't actually make phones, so is there some legal reason, or what the hell is that?
Yet. Google doesn't make phones. Yet.
Yeah. Anyway, now that Ron's done being cryptic.
I don't know. I think it's all very shady. And I think if Google did this with the intention of helping out HTC against Apple, that's like going to put some really bad blood between Google and Apple, wouldn't it?
I don't think there's really much good blood.
I mean, obviously they're competitive in certain areas, but they've always kind of had that
No.
I remember someone from Apple saying at a press conference, like, you know, they're good with search and they're good with this and that, so why would we fight with them about these other features when we're only in competition in this one market?
Because Apple is never going to use Bing in their phone.
You can use Bing, you can use Yahoo, yeah. You can use Google. It's default to Google, but you can choose whatever
you
want.
They have to add all of them.
Yeah. But,
I mean, that's kind of a low blow. You know, Google competing against Apple, that's just business. But Google eating another company and suing Apple is drawing a line and saying,
makes phones with the Android operating system.
And Google licenses that operating system for free because they make money on the searches from it, don't they?
Yeah, I'm sure they do. For what it's worth, I don't think that it's any different than Samsung and Apple's lawsuit spat, and Apple still works with Samsung just fine for all their components and everything.
I guess. I don't know. It seems a little bit of a low blow to me, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay, anything else on HTC and Google?
Nah.
Not really.
Nah.
Okay.
We don't care about patents.
All right. Well then, moving on to Apple and the iPhone. The iPhone 5, is it coming to Sprint?
Why not?
Maybe?
I think it could, right?
I don't see a reason why it shouldn't.
Yeah, there's no reason.
At this point, it's not like they're carrier exclusive, and I can't imagine it's that much more difficult to toss another frequency on that dual band or dual type, whatever antenna they're using in it.
Sprint uses CDMA, right?
Yeah, I think they use different frequencies from Verizon, though. I think that's why you can't.
They do use different 3G frequencies for their data connections. They share voice connections, though. You can roam on Sprint and Verizon.
Nobody cares about voice on the iPhone. That's
no, I get that. I'm just
no
saying
one actually
sort
talks
of compatible
on their
and
iPhone.
Sort of not.
Yeah.
If you try, it just drops your call. So
you have better luck using Skype.
Yeah, so the Sprint models would be physically different. It would require different chips inside of it, but there's no problem.
I thought they were saying that they're using a dual band chip.
They are.
Use CDMA and GSM. And
that's how the current Verizon iPhone is. It's using the Qualcomm quad band or pentaband, whatever you call them, chip.
Yeah.
It does both GSM and CDMA. The only thing it doesn't do is 4G.
So wait,
I mean,
there,
they could still do that, though, for the AT&T and Verizon iPhone, and that would take care of 2/3 of their manufacturing for the entire country and toss in an extra version for Sprint and T-Mobile if they wanted.
Well, Sprint and T-Mobile on the same chip.
Well,
they do?
No.
Yeah.
T-Mobile's
GSM.
Yeah, no shit. That's what I just said. The chip they use in Verizon is both CDMA and GSM, so they're going to be using
But what frequencies are they?
Well, I guess it'd just be tweaked per
the 3G.
It'll be pentaband, meaning it'll be all three or all four, whatever, or all three GSM bands plus the other two CDMA bands.
Okay. Because I know
that's one hell of a chip.
Hmm.
Well, it's a new Qualcomm processor, and that's really what I've heard from some industry people. It's that's what's causing the delays on the iPhone. Is that it's trying to figure out all the details and all the problems that arise with active switching is trying to do between all the network. It's a clusterfuck.
Well, that's the thing. They don't have to do active switching. They just, it needs to be like a setup option where, hey, you're with this carrier. Okay, we lock the chip into these frequencies.
Wouldn't that screw
with
roaming? Screw roaming.
What do they do with roaming?
Don't tell
now?
That to someone on T-Mobile.
Does the Verizon work, or does the iPhone work well overseas now?
Yeah.
The GSM version.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that the GSM iPhone was the one that was sold overseas.
Oh.
GSM iPhone, yes, it is the one, and it does work overseas. All the iPhones worked overseas. The 3G one, I know I've used it overseas. They've all worked just fine.
Yeah.
Does data
Verizon
work
one? Yes, data works as well. 3G as well.
Impressive.
The only thing you won't get is 4G and LTE, and you probably won't get that on an iPhone until the iPhone 6 doesn't come out, because they're gonna, now that there's Sprint on there, they have to wait now for Sprint to switch over to LTE, which is why Sprint was saying
You're
we're
kidding.
switching Was yeah, because the Sprint uses WiMAX. They don't use LTE.
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah, so, I know that they don't. I'm just saying, like, for Apple, if Apple actually did sit out the 4G game until iPhone 6 or 7, it just seems like a stupid move.
They have no choice. It is because they want to make sure that their product is unanimous. It's a unanimous experience on all networks.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. It's not. You see the see the difference between the Verizon commercials for the iPhone and the AT&T. It's obviously different. They're selling the same phone, but for their networks. So they
right.
might as
well. There's minor differences between the two. Like on Verizon, you can make a phone call, but on AT&T, you could try and make a phone call and read an email at the same time.
Well, see, I can understand exactly. Apple's like desire to have just one phone, especially if it meant you could change carriers and keep your handset. The trouble is, if they're already kind of floundering in market share, like that's just giving up. If
yeah.
they're going to delay
they're gonna,
stuff.
They're going to be about 2 years late to the high-end 4G phone game.
But that's traditional Apple. They won't jump to new technologies unless they can
Except
make sure that
smartphone.
It works
It's not like they ever jumped to the smartphone that, you know...
Well, they came out... The first iPhone had Edge, and everyone was like, what the fuck? Why does it have Edge? But they came out and said, well, we wanted to make sure it had good battery life, and if we put 3G in this one... Well, the battery life and the battery technology wasn't there yet. That's why they kept it as Edge. They probably
but
also
agree.
Yeah,
did
but
so they could upgrade it
later. There was like nothing to compete with it.
But
that's
also,
true.
They came into the market late as it was because 3G already had pretty much matured. I mean,
yeah.
3G was around since 2004,
yeah.
I believe, and they entered the market in 2007. LTE, 4G is just we're just getting into it now, and LTE has the potential of going up to gigabit speeds.
And
not even close.
They need to get their foot in the door. They need to. They can't lose it now and then expect to gain it back later when they get a good phone.
And honestly, I don't
yeah,
think
no.
they're worried about that.
I don't think
I
they're going to lose it.
I don't.
Yeah.
They're doing just fine.
I think they need to be worried about it. That's the thing.
Apple's one of the richest companies in
they're
the world.
They're also one of the most arrogant companies in the
it
world.
It doesn't make a difference. If they make a good product, they can
yeah.
be as arrogant as they want about it. If they make a product and people buy it and they continue to have good profits.
Okay,
and...
you just said good product, but if they're making a product that doesn't keep up with everything.
They're relying on people buying
anything
it
else that's
it's
coming
Apple.
Up that's not necessarily good product. Yeah,
no,
exactly.
I
that's
agree.
Not a good
and
product.
If they don't
that's
keep up
this,
with the
fruit.
Technology, they will have a bad product. But you know, 4G is barely available in a lot of places. Like I think Philadelphia is. It's available for.
It's available
Sprint?
Here. It's available here in Huntsville, Alabama.
On Verizon.
Yeah, and
okay, that's like the only network that has decent coverage with 4G.
Well, they're
also the biggest.
AT&T's
they're also yes,
4G.
They're also the biggest network, but
yeah.
there's a lot of people that don't use Verizon, and to me, I mean,
but
I have 3G and I'm
their,
totally fine with
HSBA
it.
HSBA Plus here as well, or whatever the hell it is.
Okay, yeah. See, I agree that Apple is generally okay with selling good products at high margins, but that strategy always ends up putting them in a niche, you know, like the
yeah.
MacBooks, great products, they make money on those, but they're like 10% of the market right now. I kind of get the feeling Apple wants to do something different with phones and mobile devices because they're always talking about being the leader in market share and stuff and being the go-to platform, but they're going to lose that if they don't keep up, which if they want to do that, fine, but
well,
you got to understand.
I don't know. I think they'll do just fine, and they'll, you know,
position
themselves well.
No, they'll do fine. I just think it would be better for them in the long run to stay abreast of what everyone else is pushing.
Abreast.
Well, I mean, who knows? The iPhone 5 could have 4G capabilities.
All I
know.
Heard was 4G capabilities, which is awesome.
4G, LTE,
is that like,
whatever
oh,
you
that's
want to call
what
it.
That puts a whole new twist on FaceTime.
Absolutely. It's going to have 4G capabilities.
You heard it here first.
See if your fucking Android
no,
phone can do that. I mean, I don't know. I don't know anything about it, and I don't really care either way. But I don't think Apple is going to put themselves in a position to be, you know, in trouble.
No, I think that they may lose the people who are looking for the newest, shiniest, fastest technology, though.
What is an
But for a while that, you know, that for a long time that's been the iPhone. But people are starting to realize that, oh, if it doesn't have 4G and I want to be able to watch more videos, or I really need that speed.
That's where I have a problem, because, like, as I hopefully explained enough, is that I'm not 1,000% Apple. As soon as something comes along that makes me feel like, all right, I should ditch Apple for now and go for this, I will do it. But I use 3G on my iPhone all the time, watching YouTube or Netflix and all that, and it works just fine.
Yeah, for what phones do right now, we don't ever really know what's going to be next.
Okay, but yeah, next year, they're not going to reinvent the wheel and create something that totally eats up bandwidth.
You never know.
Well, Ron, see, what they're talking about, is it next month?
I don't put it past people.
We're not talking about the iPhone that's coming out next month.
Yeah, I'm talking about June of next year.
Steven was saying that they may not get it till 6 or 7. What if a year and a half, 2 years from now, another iPhone comes out and it still hasn't caught up to LTE or whatever 4G network your carrier uses? And at that point,
if it's going to take that long to come out, don't you think they're probably anticipating something like 4G or LTE?
Well, you can anticipate all you want.
I mean, they've had a year, more than a year now, since the iPhone 4 came out, which means from the time that one came out, they've obviously been thinking about 5, probably even before that.
And it's still not out.
So if it's not out yet, don't you think they might be thinking, okay, maybe we should put 4G in this one?
No, I think they may be thinking, crap, someone screwed up, let's get this out there now.
But they're not putting it out now.
Yeah, well, obviously, they're not going to put one out there if it doesn't have a chip.
I don't know. I think they'll do just fine, whatever it is.
I agree that they'll do fine. Yeah. I just wonder if fine is the best they could do.
I think
it won't matter in the end, because I think that 4G is not what everybody expects it to be, primarily with the data caps.
Yes.
Because one or two gigs on 4G will go by in like 2 weeks for most.
If you can do gigabit speeds on this thing, you're going to blow through it in no time. Especially if there is some kind of new thing that makes you eat data really quickly.
I'm guessing that cap is going to go up a little bit once they kind of move on from this initial, holy shit, we just spent a bunch of money on these towers and we need to milk everyone for all the money they've got.
No.
I mean,
the cap will probably
greedy,
go down
but...
in that case.
No, they're already... The thing is, they've probably already made their money up on that. They just don't want to tell you. It doesn't take them long to make a lot of money.
Yeah, but I mean, at a certain point, once everybody's got LTE, I mean, right now Verizon's LTE is a premium. Once that's normal, they'll have to compete on price again, and they'll go, okay, it's not so important that we be getting $10 billion. We can take $9 billion if it means we can drop the price a little bit or increase the cap a little bit and get some more customers.
But yeah. that's not what a cell phone company would do.
No, that's the thing. If they say... If we lose a little bit of money this year, but we tie people into 2-year contracts,
I always look at cell phone companies as saying, "Well, why make $9 million when we could do this and make $10 million?"
It's always a battle between the most people will pay before they start leaving, and how many people you can get. So it's pretty much like we're going to charge the people we currently have as much as possible so they don't leave. And then we're going to, but we have to keep it low enough so we still get people here. We don't turn them off from joining.
And you see different strategies based on the company. You see Verizon, who will just quickly fuck over 90% of their consumer base because they have the network. And that's true. And so they do a lot of stuff that, to me, pissed me off and made me leave Verizon. And then you see people like Sprint, who for what is it, $90 now? You could have unlimited... everything, you know?
80 or 90,
something like that, and you have unlimited everything, and they are the underdog in the market, so they give you deals on what you want, and still nobody uses them.
Yeah,
they have shit phones.
I know.
Yeah,
they have the Evo, and that's it.
Don't they have the Evo 3D, which is cool?
That is just an Evo. Fucking, I hate that phone.
I knew that would get a rise out of someone.
That phone pisses me off. It's got a
3D camera on the back, meaning it has two of the same crappy camera, but they're
that's just the reason why Apple's going to be just fine.
They're not even eye width apart, which is true 3D. They're only like an inch apart. So you don't even get true 3D perspective from
it. What, do you gotta like cross your eyes to watch it?
I don't.
Plus, it also has a stereoscopic screen, right? Like in the 3DS?
I don't know.
Oh, I can't see that.
Well, that's because
your one eye
is all droopy, Ron. You have droopy one eye.
I have one droopy eye. If you follow me on Twitter, go look at my picture. That's why. That's what it is.
So three people just checked it.
Hey, I have four followers, I'll have you know.
Yeah, one of them's me, and I didn't check it.
You already saw it.
All right.
I just looked.
Welcome back, Steven.
Okay, that was a really good discussion.
I think he just went and took a dump and came back, didn't hear any of it.
Yeah,
it's like
it was
playing Inigata DeVita.
I mean, I totally agree on all the iPhone parts. Yeah, good talk.
Woo.
Which iPhone part, Steven?
Oh, I'm joking. I was here. I just didn't want to interrupt because you guys were going on, so.
Yeah.
Kevlar and I having a healthy debate for once.
Yeah.
An actual debate where you guys aren't.
Where you guys are what?
To each other.
Raging.
No, it's where we put aside the fact that we like to piss each other off and actually had a good conversation. But then I made fun of him, so it's all good.
Yeah.
So, but on the topic of iPhone, this time with GameStop. Apparently, GameStop is buying used iPhones and iPod Touches.
Yay!
Surprise, surprise.
That is such...
Do we know what they're paying for them?
What are they doing with them?
They're going to refurbish them, probably, and sell them back.
Are they going to build a mega robot out of a million iPhones?
That would be a really crappy robot. It wouldn't just work, I can tell you that.
I mean, I really see this just failing hardcore.
Well, Say you have an iPod Touch. It's a third gen. They go for about $125 on Craigslist, right? That's what you're going to expect if you try to sell it.
Yeah.
If you take it to GameStop, I guarantee they wouldn't offer you more than $50.
No, of course.
So, no. I mean, even if you don't have to try to get more than that on Craigslist. You know what I mean?
I don't know why anybody uses GameStop. Well, I hate that place. You can buy
it everywhere.
You can go in there right now and buy the new, I don't know, what's out now? Madden. Madden just came out. You could buy that. And you can walk out of the store, turn around, walk back in and try and sell it used, and they'll be like, yeah, we'll give you like $20 for it.
Yeah, exactly.
If that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, that's easy, and people think selling things to actual people is hard work.
Well, that and the fact that
Craigslist is complicated.
I would rather walk to my garbage can and throw out a game than drive to GameStop and sell it for $5.
For what it's worth, Best Buy is buying games back now, so now you can go deal with a separate set of idiots.
See, I try to avoid dealing with idiots. It's kind of a goal in my life.
And then they'll be like, do you want to buy a service plan on this game we're buying back from you?
Then, Eric, you never, ever deal with retail. That's how you avoid idiots.
Wish you told me that last week.
Yeah.
I just buy everything online now.
I don't know. I understand why they're doing it. I don't think it's going
to
succeed.
Rip people off.
Well, yeah, obviously. But, like, it says in the article, it's the one that I believe Lima wrote up. What are they going to do with it? Since GameStop doesn't have like a GameStop game store on iTunes or anything like that,
they're going to build a mega robot.
There's a game store in development, so they're going to have to. You're just going to get a box with no phone in it.
Yeah,
I'm almost positive.
Yeah, it's you got to come back. There's a card in it for a phone. The phone will be here in 3 weeks, and whatever. Bullshit.
So they're just going to sell these as hardware then, like they do with Game Boy or something.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, but I don't see people buying an iPhone or an iPod just for a gaming device. In fact,
you're smart.
Well, it's because I have fat fingers, and if I try to play any game with buttons on the screen, I end up with my hand hitting like half the screen and I can't see what's going on.
Yeah.
I agree that gaming on these devices is shitty for the most part.
It's awful. But they have angry birds.
That's
of course.
Angry Birds, all right, I'm probably going to be the first person to ever say this, but Angry Birds fucking sucks now, and I hate it.
I agree.
It's too mainstream?
No, it's just too much. Like, when it had, like, you know, when it had, like, 5 worlds, and each world had 30 levels, that was enough. I was like, okay, I've done Angry Birds. Enough. Now it's got, like, 7,000 worlds,
we need
and there's
more
a movie, and there's, I can play it on my TV, and my bathroom wear. It's ridiculous.
Bathroom wiener?
Yeah, as opposed to the other one.
Yeah.
I kind of fumbled through that word, I admit.
Well,
mirror.
I don't know. I mean,
words. It's a great level.
I mean, if you pay $5 more when you buy the phone, do you get like a pack of 10 games or something like that?
No, is that how be a good deal.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a less shitty deal.
I mean, all the games on the iPhone and iPod Touch are based on iTunes, so GameStop can't offer you incentives with that, can they?
Well, I thought.
I mean, unless they give you a
there's
gift card.
In-store purchases, right? But I can't imagine that GameStop developing a game that you'd actually want to download a GameStop app and then pay for a game on top of that.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to do anything with GameStop.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if they were going to do that, they wouldn't need to buy iPhones. I think it's just going to be a hardware thing for them.
But like I was saying earlier, I don't think anyone thinks, I'm going to go buy a mobile gaming device. I want an iPhone, an iPod, or an iPad.
Yeah.
I think some folks do that with the iPod Touch. Like, I really do think some folks go out and search for that.
For their kids, maybe, but
I don't even think they do that.
Who else is going to go to GameStop but idiot parents who have whiny kids?
Yeah,
but I think anybody that buys the iPod Touch with the idea of gaming in their head, they're saying, like, oh, I can get an iPod that I can also play games on. Not, I'm going to go get a gaming device.
No, exactly. Well,
yeah,
it's not the first part.
Yeah, I think it's just a cherry on top of the fact that you're going to get a new iPod.
Well, why does that matter to GameStop? I mean, if they
because they're idiots.
They're putting money into this program apparently, which I'm wondering where they think they're going to get it out, except for raping the consumer.
Okay, let's look at this from a different perspective. If you wanted to go out and get an iPod Touch right now, where can you go to get one?
Craigslist,
Apple Store.
Okay, exactly. Those are the first two you think of. Apple is going to sell it new, and it's going to be at the highest price possible. Craigslist is going to be shady, and you might get raped. So GameStop is somewhere in between expensive and
raped. I never get raped on Craigslist, like physically or metaphorically. It's just something that doesn't happen. I actually call people on the phone.
You're in the wrong section of Craigslist, then.
Well, he's not in the men seeking men.
You don't want to get raped. Oh yeah, yeah. You're fine.
No, I'm talking strictly in the for sale section. I call people on the phone if I want to deal with them. You know,
I understand what you're saying, and like you and I are fine with that. But normal people that get weirded out by buying stuff on Craigslist, which it happens, folks are
most
weirded out by that stuff.
Most people are antisocial, and they'd rather deal with someone who does it for a living. Although most people on Craigslist probably sell crap for a living.
Yeah.
My problem with buying on Craigslist is just based on the area that I live in.
Yeah.
I'll get a lot of stuff from like New York City, and I'm like, wow, I know there's a lot of shady shit going on in there. I don't feel like dealing with that.
Well,
plus I like new shiny objects.
Yeah,
let's keep in mind I am an Apple user.
Yeah, I'd rather buy someone's stuff that they bought, thought they wanted, and now they're trying to get rid of it for bargain basement cost.
Yeah, and I love it when they say "or best offer."
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, I bought, man, I get a chub for that.
I bought my lawnmower on Craigslist, and that worked out well.
What's his name?
His name is Pedro. That's racist. I'm sorry. His name is Craftsman.
Craftsman.
I know. I bought like a Craftsman lawn tractor on Craigslist, and that worked out very well. Like,
you have a tractor? Plus,
yeah. It's not a tractor. That's what.
Does it have a cup holder?
Yes, it does.
Oh,
yeah.
42-inch deck cup holder. It's beautiful. That thing's the best. And it sounds like an atom bomb exploding.
How
for
do you make
minutes.
Fun? Of, how do you make fun of rednecks? When you just described your tractor as beautiful.
First of all, I don't make fun of rednecks. Second of all, I like my tractor. It's
second
nice.
Of all, I like my tractor, guys.
Nice.
My tractor's
it makes me
around.
Happy.
Do people think your tractor is sexy?
No.
No, it took me like the entire summer to finally get it working again because everything just fell apart over the winter.
Yeah, you got to make sure to run it dry and then run the tank completely dry.
Motor worked fine. That was the only thing that survived the winter with no problems, other than the fact that before the winter, my last roommate filled it to the brim with oil and smoke started pouring out.
Wait, and I was like, dude, are you not serious?
Garden cast. Proper tractor maintenance?
I had nothing to do with it. I know how to do these things. He was like, yeah, I filled it up to the top with oil. I'm like, wait, what? But
that is not.
Well, okay. Where do you store it?
I have a shed. Well, no, I don't have a shed. I stored it outside. Well, for the winter, I put it in a shed. But normally, it's stored outside, and I have a cover for it.
Well,
you painted flames on it yet?
No, I have not. No, I mean, like, there was just stuff. It's an old tractor, and stuff that was wrong with it, even when I was using it last year, just kind of went wrong even more.
I think it'll work better if you put some flames on and give it a break.
For those of you just tuning in, welcome to the Noisecast. Well, we're a podcast about technology and other stuff. And
we're talking about John Deere podcast. The last thing I want to say, though, the final thing, when I finally got everything working on it and I sat down on it, I was very excited. I put my beer in the cup holder.
Oh, yeah.
I got everything in gear. Everything was all ready to go. It was all neutral and ready, and I turned the key to turn it on, and a bunch of wasps poured out from the engine bay. And I was like, fuck, and I just got up and ran, and it has like a thing where it kills the motor when you get off the seat. It disengages the battery.
Yeah.
I just got up and ran, and it took me a week to finally get bee spray because I was lazy.
Well, you should have got wasp spray instead of bee spray.
Well, you know what I mean.
I got moth spray because that's all they had.
Well, you know what you can do if they don't have the right kind? You just get one of those lighters, and you just hold it up and just flamethrower everything.
Yeah,
we were going to WD-40 it, but I was like, you know what? There is an engine with gasoline right next to the beehive.
Hey, that's really not a primary concern.
And did you do it at night? Always attack wasp nests at night.
I did it. It wasn't exactly night, but it was dusk.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that if you grab a bee's nest and you move it like 40 feet, then set it up there? Then they all get lost and they die because they don't know where their home is anymore.
That was the thing. I got rid of the nest, but there were some that were not there at the time.
And they came back.
Oh, wait, why are you talking about the event? We should not be talking about the adventures of Rentourage with this wasp nest. My God.
Thanks for keeping us on track, Stephen.
It's only been 20 minutes.
Seriously,
keep going.
PlayStation Network and the NFL Sunday get $350 to watch 14 games every Sunday for the entire season.
Speaking of PlayStation,
I've heard it's pretty much shit.
Shut up, Ron. You don't have a PlayStation.
I installed one on my lawnmower the other day.
Oh, God damn it.
I think they may have nailed the price for people who are really into football, but they definitely missed it for people who don't have cable and want to catch all the games.
Wait, for the price of one tank of gas? So for me,
it's a joke about gas prices.
Shut your face, Ron.
That's like $600 for me.
Ron, shut your
face. How much gas are you buying?
It's because you have a Jeep.
He's got a hole in the tank that is too stupid to fix it.
It just pours out.
Why does it fall out the bottom?
I gotta put it faster then.
Alright, so if you have DirecTV, in order to pay for the entire season, I believe, isn't it per month $340, or is it for the entire season? If you have DirecTV.
Oh, you have to have DirecTV to use this?
No, I'm saying if you have it, because Sunday Ticket was a DirecTV only thing.
Yeah.
So, if you do have DirecTV and you wanted the NFL Sunday Ticket, you would be paying either $66.99 a month for 5 months, or $334.95 per month for just 1 month. So, if you either pay for the full $340 for 1 month, or you pay $340 for 5 months worth for TV.
Either way, it really wastes money.
Or I could just not do it.
Yeah, I've actually heard that like today on Twitter and whatnot, people have been complaining about it. Not living up to their $340 price.
Is it like Netflix where it auto-adjusts based on your phone activity? Because that would piss me off. if it thinks that your speed is too low, so it decides to just dump quality.
I'm sure it does. Most online streaming does that.
Well, because I started playing, because I think I'm going to drop cable this week altogether. Ooh. And I was
welcome to the club, man.
Yeah,
it's to you.
It's a time kill, really.
Mr. Dropping Cable.
But I was looking at the ESPN app on my 360, and the quality was surprisingly good.
Yeah.
And I know Netflix, like, if I decide to start doing this stream and my wife's watching Netflix, it'll kill the quality on the Netflix.
It'll do the same thing on your ESPN app.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised, but then I thought about it, and I was like, you know, I don't really care, because if I'm sitting there watching it, that's probably all we're doing. Yeah.
I stream Netflix, granted it's not a game console, but I stream it on my Google TV, and it is near perfect all of the time.
But it's probably, I think all of the streaming, I know the web-based one has detects your quality, just like Hulu does and all that. Probably because you have a good connection at your house.
I do. I mean, I have a good internet connection. I'll admit that much. Yeah. But I mean, after like a year of use, I can't remember any time I've ever had a problem with it.
I've had mine drop down to 3, I think, on 3 different occasions, and that was when we had a couple of. It was in our apartment complex. We had a bunch of gamers that just moved out recently, so I think that was during a game fest. So.
Now, usually the stream is pretty good. I mean, it doesn't need a lot of bandwidth, but if you're doing a whole bunch of stuff, it will get noticeably worse.
Yeah, I think it
But I have found if you move further away from the screen, you don't notice the bad quality as much.
Yeah, that's why when I sit at my 50-inch TV that's only 720p and I'm across the room, I don't really notice.
Mr. 50-inch over here.
It came free with the furniture.
Hey, hey, hey. That's a
winner. That's an impressive size screen.
I'm pretty sure it's compensating for something.
Mm. It's because I only have a 32-inch one in the computer room.
Ooh.
He popped his Viagra in the living room.
Well, that's still much bigger than the 7-inch screen that apparently the new Kindle will be supporting.
Ooh, Segway Steven is back.
So, their details are not, they're still pretty shady right now, but apparently the next Kindle will be a 7-inch tablet. It will be running Android, but not Android as you know it. It'll be an older version. They're getting around the whole Android licensing thing, because there are some low-end phones that do use Android, but they don't pay Android royalties by not having Google features on them.
Wait, what?
There
Android
are some
royalties?
Yeah.
I didn't think there were any.
Yeah.
The licensing that you pay for to use Android on your device for Google for the services. You could use Android, but if you use Market and Gmail and stuff, you get to pay Google.
Okay.
Wait.
That's what I
really?
I don't mean that you pay to use Android. You're paying for Google services.
I was completely unaware of that. That changes a couple things.
Yeah, because there are some low-end phones. I believe one was from Motorola. It's a dumb phone. It uses Android 2.1, I believe. But because it does not use the Market and does not have some other features, it's not branded as an Android phone.
Was that the Motorola Backflip, the first Android phone on AT&T?
No. Yeah, this was an actual dumb phone.
Oh.
Well, I know that there have been different levels of Android devices that have, you know, different levels of involvement with Google. I just didn't know there was any money changing hands over that.
Use Google services, there is. That's a licensing thing.
Huh.
And that's how Motorola got away with that dumb phone for not paying Android a cent, because they didn't call it Android. They wouldn't even broadcast it as Android.
I'm really wondering now how much Google makes from that, then.
$20.
That would...
Yes, Ron. That's the magic number.
If that's per device.
$20 every year. Can you imagine that?
So the Amazon, the new Kindle from Amazon is doing the same thing. It will be not using any of the Google services, so you won't find your Market, your Maps, your Gmail and stuff on there. But it'll still be running old Android. So technically it is Android, but it's not your typical honeycomb ice cream sandwich or whatever. It'll be Amazonified from the ground up. not just a skin, it'll be everything. Amazon's tinkering with Android OS to make unique to the new Kindle. I'm sort of surprised at that they're going for the actual 7-inch tablet as opposed to sticking with the was an e-ink reader they have going on right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's a huge shift. What are your guys' thoughts about this?
I think they're trying to compete with the Nook Color, to be honest.
Which they don't really need to compete with because nobody even has that.
I don't know. It's been a fairly popular product.
I mean, a lot of people like it because you can root it.
I see a lot of Kindles. I see a lot of Kindles out in the wild. I don't think I've ever seen a Nook. So
you don't leave the house.
Look at the sales on that, but
I leave the fucking house.
Yeah, on your tractor.
Sometimes I get on my lawnmower and go out. Have a night.
You take it down to the bar at the end of your driveway.
Absolutely, everybody down there has a Kindle.
I don't know. Back in March, CNET said they sold about 3 million of them. So
the Nooks,
Nook Color, yeah.
I don't know. I've never seen one out in the wild. I've seen
and
quite a few Kindles.
You've seen everyone.
I've seen every person ever.
and that's why you don't like people.
That's basically it.
No, I mean, I see them competing, like, sort of competing with in that product range.
I like the idea of it.
I like the idea. I am hesitant about the actual product itself. Because when Amazon tries to replace Android services, it's a little hit or miss. The App Store is all right. I don't think it's as nice as the market, which is saying something. Their cloud player is awful. I don't know. I'll be interested to see it, but I'm not convinced it's going to be a runaway hit.
Yeah, this is really something you need to reserve your judgment until there's more details about it. Which right now there aren't that many.
The cloud player, the Amazon cloud player, is awful.
Oh yeah, the app on Android is buggy. It's slow. I've used everything: RDO, Spotify, Rhapsody. I've used every streaming music service there is. That one was the slowest to load I've ever used.
So is this going to be like a tablet, or is it going to be an e-reader?
It's going to be a tablet, yeah. But it's going to run the old.
It's
going to
be a hybrid
of Android.
But without the e-ink.
But it sort of fits in already to... I mean, Amazon already has individual apps out there that sort of can replace whatever Google won't offer. For example, their Amazon Market.
Yeah.
Their Amazon Market, they don't need from Google. They have their Market. They have their own... they have Kindle, so they don't need books or whatever it's called. They have cloud players. So they don't need Google Music.
Are they going to look to take on an iPad with this kind of a device, or are they...
That I cannot see happening.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Amazon is nearly as prepared to do something like that.
No, definitely not.
You know, there's, you know, Samsungs and other tablet manufacturers are same realm.
I think Amazon is safe in their own little e-reader world, and I think this would make a nice... you know, luxury version that has not just books, but also, you know, throw in Angry Birds because everyone just gets wet for that. But if they're trying to compete with the iPad, there's not a chance in hell.
Right. Yeah, I don't... I mean, to me...
Skimming the article.
E-readers are lost on me to begin with because I would use an e-reader as a secondary use of a device that I bought for something else. You know, if I had an iPad, I would use the e-reader on that rather than going out and buying
a
Kindle.
I would too, but like someone like my mother or a friend of mine that just has 1,000 books, I see it for them.
Yeah, I'm not a heavy reader, so...
That's a big surprise.
Says the person from Alabama.
I'm not from Alabama, I'm from Texas.
Who lives in Alabama?
That's not much better.
You took a step down there, didn't you?
Yeah.
I'm skimming the article. When he's talking about Amazon Prime, is that something he made up, or is that actually something they're going to do?
What are we reading?
What is
Amazon
it?
Prime?
Optimus Prime?
Amazon Prime's not made up.
No, I mean, I know it exists, but are they saying that they're going to bundle that with it? You know, say you buy a $200 product, get a free year of Amazon Prime.
I could see him doing that.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Amazon loves giving away a free year for Amazon Prime because a lot of times when you give away a free year, people keep doing it.
Yeah, they're like, wow, this is awesome. It's obviously
they just forget that they're being charged for it.
But I'm saying, was there like an actual rumor to go along with that, or is that just us speculating?
I don't know. I remember, I think it was like podcast 20 or something like that. We all speculated that by the time it hit 2012, you'd pay for Amazon Prime and get a free Kindle.
Yeah.
How everyone thought that would happen, and I still think that's a stupid idea. It wouldn't surprise me if eventually you get a discount on stuff like Amazon products if you have Prime or something like that. Them bundling their own products together makes sense to me.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, of course. It's not like it really costs them that much.
Now, who's manufacturing this thing? Is it Amazon, like whatever they've used for the Kindle as well, or?
I think it would be different considering the Kindle is e-ink. This would probably be a full-on screen.
I want to say that there was some rumors back a while that they were going to use Samsung to manufacture. I could be talking out of my ass, but
Foxconn.
If Samsung was manufacturing this for them and they made a $200 tablet that had one of those AMOLED Plus screens, I could see that being really awesome.
Yeah, sure.
You're so very specific.
Well, that screen's the one, cool. You know, where they don't light up for blacks, so it's easier to read. Yeah. And if reading is going to be a key function of a Kindle tablet, which it should be.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point.
Maybe.
I like that.
Steven, right. We're lulling again. Save us.
Tip, tip, tip.
Yes.
Tip, tip,
I'm
tip,
trying to find a segue into these other topics here, but they're...
It's just too hard.
Yeah.
I was trying to find a segue into a gay topic, but fuck it.
Get it.
You can buy porn on Amazon, and what about XXX domains?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not segue, Steven.
Wait, you can buy porn on Amazon?
You can buy anything on Amazon.
Sweet.
Yeah, you can buy all kinds of weird stuff.
You can buy sex toys on Amazon.
That could register your own XXX domain.
Which we
is
will
Apple.
Do.
Is apple.xxx reserved? XXX. Let
well,
me see.
If it's already not.
Problem loading page. No, server not found. Guys, snatch it up. Somebody right now.
Well, okay, about that, since we're on the story, didn't they say they're giving companies a chance to reserve them before it becomes open registration?
Do you think they'd approach Apple with that? Like, hey, do you guys want to buy your porno domain?
I mean, if I was a company, it would be
great for them to do, like, some really hardcore testimonials for,
Hardcore testimonials.
what's the Apple fanboy dating site? Cupidino?
I thought it was Fapple.
Something like that.
It might be Fapple.
Sorry, just the idea of the word Fapple makes me laugh.
I think there should be some Apple fanboy, like, erotic fanfiction.
No.
Like, there used to be the very awesome website... the International Jurassic Park Fan Fiction Writers Association.
What? What is this?
Wait, what?
The website's been down, but there used to be an awesome... It looked like it was made in GeoCities in, like, 1994.
The best kind of website.
It was the International Jurassic Park Erotic Fan Fiction Writers Association.
I love that.
I need this site.
That's got all of my favorite things.
Yeah.
International, Jurassic Park, porn... Writing? Come on.
Was it as awesome as commugism.com?
Okay. I've never been there. I'll see if I can find a screenshot of that Jurassic Park website. That was fantastic.
I'm really surprised that this discussion of porn sites went downhill so quickly.
What are you talking about? This is going great.
Ron's taking notes over there.
What is this? What is that Apple porn site again?
he's on his iPad right now. He's still down.
I don't have an iPad.
Fapple.
Is that actually real?
Actually, I heard that you only go to, what was it, Fapple, the dating site for Apple people, only if you have an Apple device.
So, like, so I have a, Somebody go type in the Fapple right now.
It's Cupidtino. But I like how everyone's already accepted it as Fapple.com.
No, go to Fapple.com right now.
I wish we owned that. We could get the ads.
Fapple.com redirects to the Apple Store.
Are you serious?
I kid you not. Go to it right now.
Wait, I didn't. That's, it's like it's pulling up the yellow pages.
One P or two P's? Two
P's. F with an apple afterwards.
Wow.
Wait, go to some...
Yeah, mine just goes to the yellow pages.
I'm doing it.
Go to Aurora Computer Equipment Dealers.
I went through like 30 loops Yellow through ad sites.
And I went through a bunch of loops and ended up on the Apple Store. I swear to God.
It's probably because it auto detected your computer and it's like, oh, it's a fanboy. Let's just go ahead and take him where he wants to go. To Mecca. Send him to Mecca. Sorry, did I use big words and confuse you?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Speaking of big words.
Speaking of big words, spears swimming in your veins. It's not a big word, but it's totally irrelevant.
scientists?
Yes, it's scientists. They're doing stuff with mini spear robots in order to shoot them into your bloodstream, and that way they could go and go to a wound or something and help heal a wound and deliver drugs to other parts of your body faster than apparently your bloodstream already can.
I was okay with this.
Yeah, I don't tend to think of spiders when I think of healing. Yeah.
When they called it nanobots, I was cool with it. When they called them mini spiders, I totally was like, meh, I'm out.
Yeah, that is definitely a marketing mistake there.
Do not resuscitate. Nope. And then Yao Ming sets everyone on fire. I think that's how that goes.
What?
Yao Ming.
It's stuff like this that makes me wonder who keeps giving scientists money.
No. I don't mind that they give them money. I just mind that they give them, marketing ideas. Or let them input marketing ideas.
Yeah, nanobots, acceptable. Tiny spiders, no.
Of course, if you go to the article, it shows... I don't know what movie that's from, but it's a giant spider on a cop car.
I'm sure it's on the Sci-Fi Channel.
I've seen that one.
Yeah. Okay, giant spider, there's a 90% chance it's sci-fi. And I think that's somewhere in Southern California because there's palm trees and the way the mountains are set up. Anyway. Well,
on that note, it's time for WTF News.
Yay!
That's not on the song.
That's from the Strong Bad rap.
You were the first person in years to recognize that. Thank you.
I sing it all the time. Well, I try to sing it all the time. I can't sing. I'm not going to claim I can actually sing it, but I
try
all the time.
Can you show us real quick how you sing it?
Yeah. Ron likes balls. I'm not very good at singing, I'll admit.
No, go ahead.
No, I want to hear it now.
I'm interested. I think you probably have a lovely voice. I'd love to hear it.
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
Let me get this kid a beer and loosen him up.
If I take him on, his vagina already uses. Will that help?
No.
Come on.
Trust me, it would take enough beers where I couldn't operate a computer, which, granted, I can't really operate these right now. Can we move on? I'm uncomfortable with the current topic.
Okay. So, first up on WP News, two Walmart employees were busted stealing $45,000. From a Walmart store that they were in order to buy a car and to fund a sex change operation.
Who was the sex change for?
I don't know. It was either for Spencer Cullen or Adriano Altiveros, 23 and a 19-year-old from Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, what? Phoenix.
I got mad because I saw they used, this guy gave the cash to Altiveros, who gave... $22,000 of it, and the line ends at the word Toyota, and I was about to get pissed, and I saw that it was a Supra, and I was like, that's an okay thing to spend money on.
Yeah.
It's okay to spend money on the Supra?
Well, you stole it. I mean, honestly, it's the only Toyota I'd probably ever buy.
What about the Yaris? You wouldn't buy a Yaris?
No, I don't.
And we're done for the night.
Yeah. I've actually ridden in a Yaris, and it's
okay,
awesome.
Hold on.
It's...
Spencer Cullen is a girl, by the way.
Oh, right. There's the answer to my first question.
You sound doodly.
Her motive for stealing the money was to go forward with a sex change operation that she had wanted.
Well, you know, she didn't want to become a dude. She just wanted to go the full 9 yards.
Or full 6 inches. Whatever.
Bazinga.
If you're getting a dig installed, why would you go...
Why would you go average?
Exactly.
Oh, unfortunately, no, not all the money was recovered. They were able to recover all the money except 31 cents.
This is a tragedy.
I think that's a postcard stamp.
A what?
A postage stamp?
A postcard. Postcards cost less to send than the first class letter.
What?
Yeah, that makes sense. His logic is sound.
Your logic is undeniable.
Your voice is creepy.
Thank you.
Hey, cut that shit out.
Yeah, I bet. Anyway.
Don't make me whip that auto-tune Rantaraj again.
Oh, we're talking about cars. Okay, we're talking about cars. Oh, wait. I found a soundboard.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
No, no, okay. No, no, no.
So going from Arizona all the way to Styx's old proving ground, Sweden, where...
Sweden.
Sweden. Okay, I just have to read. A seemingly intoxicated moose has been discovered and tangled in an apple tree by a stunned Swede.
You know, this probably... This could be either Sweden, probably Canada, I think Iceland.
A moose in Sweden?
Well, it says it's Stockholm.
Well, yeah, I'm saying if you leave out the geographical, like, clues, there's a lot of countries that this could probably fit into.
It could happen in America. There's plenty of moose here.
Per Johansson. America. Per Johansson says he heard a roar. Says he heard a roar from his vacationing neighbor's garden in southwestern Sweden late Tuesday, and went to have a look. There, he found a female moose kicking about in the tree. The animal was like drunk from eating fermented apples.
So it basically had apple cider. Like, a bad kind of apple cider.
This sounds like a scene out of one of the Hangover movies or something.
Well, it'll be in Hangover 3 now. They'll be going to Europe, and there will be a drunk moose.
Put that moose in the tree! Oh no, what are we gonna do?
Why do the people talk like this?
I don't know.
Is that from Sweden?
That's from Sweden, yeah.
Well,
we like apple cider.
Cops came over and sawed off some trees, so the moose, the animal appeared confused and wandered into the garden where he was there till Thursday. One of the neighbors in the Gothenburg suburb Sarow had seen the animal sneaking around for days. Johansson said the moose appeared to be sick, drunk, or half stupid.
You know what we call that in America? Rabid. I don't know why that didn't occur.
Yeah, if that would happen in America, that poor moose would have probably been shot.
If I see any animal stumbling around like that, especially for multiple days, I'm going to be like, yeah, it's probably rabbit. I have the shotgun. I got this.
Have any of you guys ever seen a moose?
When there's animals wandering.
Yes, I've seen a moose. And I know if there's a moose in my yard, I probably wouldn't be surprised to find it in a tree. I'd probably notice it before it.
Would you get a moose in your yard down there?
No.
Oh, okay.
Especially if I found a moose in my yard down here, I would probably.
I don't know, just
to be on the safe side. You're a zombie moose.
I saw one up in Vermont once, and those things are fucking huge.
Yeah, I was in Yellowstone National Park with my family. We got out of the Suburban to go take pictures of the sunset or something. We walked through this clearing, and then
I don't know why a Suburban was relevant. Why'd you have to tell us that?
Because I get paid by GM. And like we walk across this clearing into the connecting clearing, and there's a mama moose and a baby moose, and we were like, we're going back to the car.
They are big.
Yes. Even from like 100 yards away, you're like, no, you win.
I'm like, I drove by one, it was on the road, and like, just looking at it from my car, I could tell that it's like, its asshole was like taller than me. And I'm 6'3".
So are you saying the moose is a bigger asshole than you?
Basically, like, if it pooped, it could poop directly into my face. Parallel.
Who thinks like this? Seriously. I'd be like, that's tall. His back is over my head. No, Ron's like, he could poop in my face.
Because I was looking directly into... I mean, never mind.
He's helpful.
He was looking into it.
I couldn't stop staring.
My God, it's full of stars.
No, I mean... Well, I need another beer. I'll be right back.
So let's hear the segue for that one.
The next article involves big hairy buttocks and balls.
So it's really the same story?
It's the same. This one goes to Florida.
Yes.
Okay. A St. Lucie County man reported his neighbor displayed his big hairy buttocks, that's in parentheses, hit golf balls at his home, and allowed his pit bull to run free in a case that is currently under investigation, according to this blah, 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 blah.
Okay, so time to speculate on what the actual noun he used for buttocks was.
The man the man had proof of his neighbor's big, hairy
Hooper.
Buttocks.
Nice. Buttocks.
He recorded his neighbor washing himself down with a hose while his pants were pulled down.
On a video security.
No, I was leaving that out for, you know, creepiness, but thanks.
He recorded on his Sony Handycam.
Yeah. It says video security system, but it looks like a clip off to the left of that paragraph. Looks like it was done by Handycam.
I think that clip is a completely unrelated video.
It's just a JPEG.
Oh, because I see a video on the left that says... Oh, wait, no.
That's on the right.
This is the video. Yeah, let me check this video out.
That picture is just taken from some Flickr.
Oh, and it's not even a high-quality one.
Oh, yeah, you see the guy over? Oh, there's guys there.
Yeah, but it's from some random person's Flickr.
Oh, are you guys trying to see the buttocks?
Oh, this is the guy that was Rob's puppy.
Okay. Yeah, that's a different story.
Yeah, it's not W.
But yeah, no, that picture of the fence is just taken from someone's Flickr stream.
Weird. Anyway, I'm still
Sorry, I'm not done. We've got to find the buttocks, guys.
We have to find a picture of his ass?
I can.
I'm sorry, his buttocks.
I can find you
on,
the
I can
exact,
have it by 2 o'clock.
Exact search terms that will find you a big hairy buttocks. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's those three words. In any combination, we'll find you that.
Harry buttocks big?
Go for it, Ron.
I'm not searching anything.
Probably for the best.
Yes.
Then we hear that fat sound again.
Ooh. Yeah.
That story. Moving on to... Florida again.
Shocker.
So there was a double fatal car accident that police were investigating when one of the suspects tried to steal a car from one of the witnesses.
That's just dumb.
Well, I sort of could see who the guilty party is. I see who the guilty party is from this.
Yeah. It's easier to walk away from something like that and just kind of like meh. If the traffic stopped up, you just kind of disappear into that. Pretend you're an onlooker when the cops arrive. Don't try to steal a car.
While at the crime scene, suspect Colby Wade Cardoso.
But they list his date of birth and his address.
Yeah.
That happens in a lot of stories, dude.
Wow. I've never seen that.
I know in all the papers here, like, they have a whole arrest report and they give your address.
Well, that's because there's only like 4 streets in Arkansas.
Well, it is pretty easy to narrow it down.
So this guy pulled up crash scene, exited his vehicle, and then attempted to steal the vehicle, a vehicle belonging to a witness that had also stopped at the crash of the scene.
The crash of the scene?
At the crash scene. Yes.
Welcome back to Speaking English.
Backseat of the truck was a big 5-year-old daughter. Then he got on foot and tried to run away.
What a...
Oh, wow.
He's just an idiot.
Okay, this cements my idea that I will never leave my child in the car with the keys. Ever.
Oh, God.
Ever.
Ever.
Like, if for some reason I decide to leave them in the car, they're on their own. No keys. I mean,
I really thought you were going to go another direction with that one.
No. What direction were you thinking?
I don't know. Loving father, maybe.
Well, yeah, exactly. I don't want the car stolen with them in it. I'd rather just the car get stolen.
Yeah, cars can be replaced.
He also tried to beat up the cop and tried to chase him down.
Guy's just like all around person of the year. Maybe I should stop making this.
It's worse on myself.
Yeah, I don't think people who do these things tend to have a lot of forethought. I think it's just kind of spur of the moment. I'm on meth.
After he tried beating up the cop, he also tried to remove the gun from the cop's holster.
You know, it's like, I remember
it's worse and worse.
Yeah, I remember taking
this guy thinks he's in a movie.
I remember taking a tour of a police station when I was in the Cub Scouts, and the guy was like, the guy took the clip and unloaded his gun, put it back in the holster, and said, "Try to pull this out of my holster." And it's really a pain to do it if you're not wearing that thing. It's impossible to get the angles right.
Yeah,
because it's like a triple lock. You got to push down, twist, and pull up. Sort of thing.
Very awkward procedure.
Yeah.
So it ensures you'll end up shooting somebody if you...
Well, they don't... Okay, I sincerely doubt that most cops leave a round in the chamber when it's holstered.
Fair enough.
They should not.
They should not. I mean, first of all, it doesn't take that long to put a round in the chamber. Second of all, accidental discharge is probably a giant pain in the butt in terms of paperwork and depending on who you shoot.
Sorry, you're screwing with the worldview that movies gave me that you can shoot a gun off just by touching it, and I don't appreciate it.
Well, you can if you just touch the trigger really hard, and there's a bullet in the chamber. I mean, it's possible, and the safety's off, but...
Movies tell me you can shoot a gun by dropping it on the ground.
Well, it's better, also, it's better that you respect the gun than not respect the gun, so I'm going to let you continue that worldview.
Also, continuing with the movie idea and the guns, is it true that guns come with 4 billion bullets in them?
Yes.
No. They only come with 3 to 5 billion. I mean, you might get 4, but most of them are about 3.
Well, I don't know if you're aware of this, but 3 to 5 billion does entail 4 billion.
Yeah, I didn't know. Your math is wrong.
I'm not quite sure it is.
I'm pretty sure you're thinking... It just works, and it doesn't.
Yeah.
That story and this conversation sort of proves that the world is soon coming to an end. But
yay.
If it does, don't worry, because there is a porn bunker being built just in case the apocalypse comes.
Wow, I hope they didn't give the address.
That was a nice one. I didn't see that one coming, Steven.
Did they give the address out for this place? Because the first sign of apocalypse, this place is going to be flooded with guys in jean shorts and sandals.
Fuck the apocalypse, I'm going there now.
So, an adult entertainment company is building a massive underground bunker that will contain all the obvious emergency supplies and facilities, but also a few amenities. A bunker will have multiple fully stocked bars, an enormous performing stage with a rotating hydraulic platform with emergency pole, and sophisticated content production studio. In case the apocalypse comes, it will be ready by September 2012.
How do those count as amenities?
I'm confused. Like, we have very little power. Make sure the stage keeps rotating. We don't need fresh air. We don't need lights. But that stage has got to keep rotating.
So we're supposed to believe that, you know, this in is the apocalypse.
This is going to be a stage for a movie. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Our goal is nothing less than survive the apocalypse in comfort and luxury.
With
whether
strippers.
That catastrophe takes the form of fireballs flung earthward by an all-seeing deity, extended torrential rainfall, biblical rapture, an earthquake-driven mega tsunami, or radioactive flesh-eating zombies, or some combination of the above.
Okay, two,
the pink
two
visual
out of
spokesperson
three.
Quentin Boyer.
Two out of the three involve a lot of water, which underground bunkers don't really tend to do well with.
No.
I like that the selection process they have here. They say they were just going to have it for family and friends and stuff because you want your family there while you're...
And performers. Don't forget performers.
Performers, of course. I try to keep the families and performers separate.
Active
but,
site.
They extended it to include merit-based and random selections. What do you have to do to get a merit-based invitation to the porn bunker?
Send pictures of your
There's also
junk.
A security point.
Oh, and also, active site members and Twitter followers are getting priority over the general public.
Basically, if you're a doctor, you can get into this thing.
There as long as you bring penicillin.
Private fertility chambers. Well,
I'm going to show up. I'm going to be like, hey, I'm Ron from the Noisecast. You might have heard of me.
I'm looking at the bloop. I'm the
Please
blueprint
let me in.
Down below.
And they're
going to
be like, you're the guy with the wasps in your tractor. We know who you are.
That was my favorite episode. Yeah, come right in.
This is the worst episode ever.
That's quite the blueprint they have down there.
It is nice.
Two lavatories slash excrement quarters. Whatever happened to just calling them lavatories or bathrooms.
They've got everything from a casting couch to a world disaster satellite monitor.
Hydroponics area.
Holy crap.
World
Private
disaster.
Fertility chambers.
World disaster satellite monitor. That means that they have no idea how anything works. You don't just point a dish at a satellite.
Okay,
it's
this is not a strip club. This is like a rape chamber. It also has co-ed glass shower and clear decontamination units.
Okay, this is seriously what they're doing right here.
I love
here
how in the middle of the big stage with a pole.
Security insertion checkpoint.
An emergency pole.
There is nothing serious about this. This is entirely a set.
Wait, is this on The Onion? Are you guys fucking with me?
No, this is on CNBC.
This is CNBC.
At the top of it says there must be a pony in here somewhere. I don't know if that's an ad or not.
No, it's just the lighter side of it. Because I see the same thing. I clicked on it to see what happens.
Yeah.
His blog. The news can be a little heavy sometimes with debt crisis, so we dispatch crack reporters to find some levity amid all the seriousness.
This must be bullshit.
If there's a pony,
these are actual stories. These are actual stories.
Yeah, no. It's real. Pink Visual is the name of the company that's funding this.
Is that a porn company or something?
Sounds like a porn company, so therefore it is real.
Let's go to our resident single guy.
Is that me?
What?
That's called self-incrimination.
That's everybody other than you.
Yeah. I figure you guys would be a little more in touch with the porn scene. I know Ray probably
visited. Because you've retired, right?
I've retired from making porn.
Oh, making. Oh, we're talking about making. Yeah, no, yeah, I'm still in touch with that.
Yeah.
Ron's actually one of the actors in Pink Visual Productions.
Yeah.
I'm at One Night in Cal 7 right now, so.
You were on 10 like two episodes ago. Apparently, they don't count good.
I've been a busy man. I've been traveling around the world. Why do you think I've been bouncing back and forth between countries?
That's how you got the Ferrari.
It was too expensive to dub the foreign version, so I decided to go make the foreign versions.
Nice.
Seriously, it's expensive to dub porn. I just would mute it if I watched it.
Have you ever watched dub porn before? It's hilarious.
It's probably like dubbed anything. It's better if you mute it and just let your friends talk along. Of course, I'm watching.
Especially German dub porn. That's the best.
I think.
Ach, ach. Ach, ach, ach.
Nine, nine.
I'm from Sweden. Oh,
yeah,
so good.
Yeah.
All
right, that was speaking awkward. Of sexy time.
We're American
last
enough,
last topic
right?
on the list. Involving sex acts as well. An Ohio man was arrested for allegedly engaging in sex acts with a pink inflatable raft.
The sexiest thing in Ohio.
His neighbors.
Now, I know this sounds weird, but this is one of those instances where if you just don't knock it until you've tried it, because I assure you, it is quite nice.
I think you just confessed to a crime.
What, I don't know if that's actually a crime. I think they're more upset with the theft of it than the... I mean...
Apparently this happened in an alley.
Okay. In the arrest...
He ran off with it. He stole it and then ran off into an alley near the house and started having sex.
Yeah. He just could not wait to get home.
It says, in the arrest report, officer stated, the defendant appeared to be having sex with the raft due to the fact that his pants were around his ankles. Huh.
I love the part that comes next where he says the police officer yells at him, so the guy pulls up his pants and starts walking down the alley.
Nothing to see here.
I wasn't fucking
just
that
casually raft. Walks away.
And then they followed the guy down the alley where he threw the raft into a neighbor's yard.
Like, so he took the raft with they him. Won't notice.
Yeah. Hold on, I'm the only other person in this alley. Maybe they won't notice if I throw a giant pink raft over this fence.
How as a person, let's assume for a second that this guy
meth,
at one
not
point,
even once.
Okay. It's meth, that's it. That's the only explanation.
Did that
no,
answer your
well,
question?
He has a he it says he's been arrested before several okay. times over the last few years for public indecency.
Look, the guy's got more neck beard than beard. Creepy.
Maybe he cultivates it that way.
Maybe
look at his face.
He looks like he has pubes on him.
Yeah, he looks like the kind of guy who would have sex with an inflatable raft.
He looks on the left. He looks like he's all like tensed up, you know. And then on the right, he looks like he's on the right picture. He's getting a bit of a release. He's like this is slight.
Now, if you could draw the rest of this picture, would you draw a raft in it?
Yeah, from the from the front you wouldn't notice anything, but then when he turns sideways there would be a pink raft pointing outwards.
I'm confused as to what part of the raft would be. I wish they had a little hole.
Yeah, maybe he's doing the inflatable hole part, like the little hole.
Poor guy. Just let him be. Just seriously, at that point just let him be.
I mean, if you're resorting to a raft, clearly you must not be doing it right. In real life.
Hey, yeah. He says he needs help.
Obviously.
If I got caught fucking a raft, that would probably be my first reaction.
Of course he says he needs help. It's going to help him get an easier sentence. I need help. Don't charge me for this. Wait, we have something else in our...
Yeah, this was
a new topic in the topic.
A related thing that a guy in Mississippi, in southern Mississippi, is accused of trying to walk out of a...
Deeberville.
That thing.
Deberville.
Yeah.
That.
Grocery store. Not for food. But he had stuffed in his cargo shorts the following items. 2 bags of jumbo shrimp, a pork loin, and 2 live lobsters.
Nothing can go wrong here.
Payne said that he tried to escape by throwing the pork loin at employees, but fell while running away.
Oh, it had to happen to the Winn-Dixie. It could have been a Piggly Wiggly. I mean, that would have made the story better. But no, Winn-Dixie, that's a little better. You know, that's keeping it with the South.
It's a little higher class than Piggly Wiggly.
I don't think it's actually any higher class. It just sounds higher class.
It does.
Piggly Wigglies are actually kind of nice. They're friendly.
I'm not a fan of the Piggly Wiggly.
I'm not from the South. What are you talking about?
You never been to a Piggly Wiggly?
Or a Screamin' Dixie or whatever the hell you want to call it.
Screamin' Dixie. That's awesome.
Piggly Wiggly up here is by the Wisconsin border.
Winn-Dixie is still better than Publix.
Publix sucks, man.
What are those things?
They are grocery stores.
Although every time I see a Publix, I just want to call it Pubix.
Yeah.
Oh, grocery stores.
Yeah, they're grocery stores.
That's the noteworthy part of the story, by the way. The grocery
store. Else are you going to get where else do you get in New Jersey pork loins, shrimp and lobsters, Ron? Please let me know.
If it's not
at a grocery store.
I lost that part already. They're just talking about Dick Swingy and
Dick Swingy
and Pig Wigglies or whatever.
Well, I'm gonna go shopping at the Dick Swingy.
I have a food store near me. It's called fucking Food Town.
Fucking Food Town.
Well, all right, Food Town. They dropped the first part because nobody went there.
Did they have a rotating stage in the center of it?
They had They had the insertion point, or whatever that room was called.
No, that was the sausage room.
That was the soft room, and what was the hard room?
I said sausage.
Oh.
Yeah, the sausage section was called the insertion point.
Well,
so no one wants to talk about the lobsters in this guy's pants.
No, that's normal.
I think we had...
That's not...
See, here's the thing, though. If I had cargo shorts...
Own, man, that's the time.
If I had cargo pants, things I would not put down my pants include frozen items, cold items, and items with pinchy things.
That are still alive.
Yeah, that are still alive. I mean, rubber banded or not, call me paranoid. Not trusting it. Plus, the stock photo for this article is hilarious. I think it's a picture of Ron.
What makes me mad is that this guy, apparently his dick survived, but the guy from a couple weeks ago shoved the pink gun down his pants. You know,
his dick did not survive.
Well,
I feel like this is stupider, and if natural selection is real...
No. To shove a loaded gun... Pink or not, charter arms or not, down your pants, you really have to think about the consequences.
And plus, let's not forget,
okay,
this guy remembered
the
rubber bands.
Way, but at least someone can think, oh, I'll put the safety on and it'll be fine. Like, that's stupid, but at least there's a reason behind it. There is no way you can shove a live lobster down your pants think that nothing could go wrong.
I don't know if it was in the cargo pockets of the cargo shorts or if it was... I don't know.
Put it in the cock area.
Yeah, I think...
You're gonna buckle down on this one, aren't you? You're gonna find a smart...
Yeah, I mean cargo pockets, they can be pretty big, depending on the pants.
But see, here's the thing. If you have shorts, like the guy has shorts, if you tuck something in the waistband, like if you put it into your pants, it's gonna fall out the shorts. It's not gonna stay. So I'm assuming he used his pocket.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, you're going to smell like seafood, and you're going to have dripping wet pockets from the damn lobsters that you just pulled out of the tank.
That sounds dirty.
Because it is.
Well, maybe the lobsters were in his crotch area, but they were being sort of wooed by the pork loin.
No, because he threw the pork loin.
I'm sorry.
David, can you
Steven,
woo
do you
a lobster?
Pork loins to be wooing?
Can you Sometimes woo a lobster? And
a prehistoric creature is going to be wooed by a pork loin.
Versus a human loin, which is more lively. I mean, seriously.
But not quite as big.
Yeah, that's a good point. Pork loins are about bigger than human loins.
About bigger.
Wow. They're a bit more mutcher.
Maybe they were going after the jumbo shrimp. Trying to resuscitate them.
Yeah. Well,
My fallen brethren!
It doesn't say that the shrimp are dead. And there are stores you can buy live shrimp at.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're such a pain in the ass, though.
Oh, but they taste so much better.
Lobsters
in your pants are a pain in the ass.
Well,
okay, yeah, mini lobsters in your pants. Like
I'm saying in terms of preparing jumbo shrimp that is live or any shrimp.
This guy just wanted to have a barbecue. I mean,
I think it's funny. The pork loin to throw at people.
I think this guy was trying to be in WTF News on the Noisecast. That's what he was going for.
Well, good job, Nathan Mark Hardy of
You Can Sleep Well Tonight,
Mississippi.
No, he's from Biloxi.
Is he from Biloxi?
Either way, he's still in Mississippi, so he still loses.
Yeah. My favorite country song is one that I heard on the station here. It's Without Mississippi, We'd Be 50. Yeah, we'd be bottom of the barrel on like every list of healthcare,
That's
education.
That's the way it works in most every state in the South.
Yeah.
It's you're like, just glad to be better than Mississippi.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, at least we're not Mississippi.
On that note, that wraps it up for tonight.
Goodbye.
Oh, goody.
Yay.
Boing.
Made it through most of it without technical difficulties.
And you just cut out
every
again.
Single time you say that.
Okay. So, to recap, on tonight's episode, we had Gonzo Rider.
What a time.
Evlar.
I think that was me. All I heard was Vlar.
Vlar. Eric Entertainment.
Bye.
And Ron Taraj.
Bye.
I think half of that was on purpose, and half of that was actual issues with yours, Eric.
I'm surprised Ron didn't say, I'm from Sweden.
I'm from Sweden, yeah. I saw Moose. His asshole was huge.
He was right in my face, and I had wasps in my Chrysler tractor.
And thank you to our listeners tonight.
You sound like Borat.
Yeah, I got a little sidetracked.
Thank you to our listeners tonight, our live listeners, Stixa, Mud Monster, and Toy Jesus.
That's Gumper. I'm going to call him Gumper.
Gumper. It's Gumper. It's easier to pronounce than Troy de Jesus.
3D Jesus, you got to pick like one name and just go with it.
Let's call him Gumper. Gumper.
Up until Gumper now, Jesus. I thought you were like 12 people.
Gumper he Jesus, Mud Monster, and
Ron is easily
Stixa.
Confused.
Thank you.
I didn't realize he was Gumper, too.
Yeah, he's Gumper. As far as I know.
Thank you. You people are lovely. Big hugs and kisses to you.
Yeah. Bring friends next time. Him.
Look at the big hearts.
Your hearts. Way. There we go. See?
Oh, I got kicked for too many messages.
All right, get four hearts. Visit us at thenoisecast.com where we occasionally write stuff. And hit us up on Twitter, twitter.com/noisecast. Email us, whatever you want to do, get in touch with us. Keep sending in your tips, sending your comments. We love it from you. So until we what?
I heard send in your tits.
Send in your tits, yes.
Please do.
We really love
tiny birds.
For we're building our porn bunker.
We need art for the walls. It's gonna look a lot like Duke Nukem's place, I think.
That's actually a pretty badass place.
Yeah, except for the fact that it doesn't load and it glitches all the time.
Yeah, except for the fact that the game sucked. It's pretty...
Yeah. I actually gave mine to Vito and he didn't even finish playing it.
I still have not finished mine.
I said I am not going to finish this. And I feel bad because my brother got it for me. But the game...
Now you're on record saying that. Anyway, we have to sign off. So thank you for tuning in again. Next time, same place for the Noisecast.